The question is, are we willing to give our best? Am I willing to continue to give my best? Am I willing to recognize when I'm not giving my best? And then what am I going to do when I'm not giving my best? Am I going to say later, or am I going to say no now, Lord? I'm the only one that can make that choice. I'd like to say that I always make the perfect choice, but I don't always make the perfect choice. I'm growing. But I don't like to suffer a lot while I grow. And so I'll give in. I won't struggle much against the Lord. I'll struggle against a lot of things, but I won't struggle much against the Lord because He's strong, I'm weak. Another place in Scripture says, show your total dependence on Him. Acknowledge you're totally dependent upon Him. If we're totally dependent upon Him, then we'll be totally yielded to Him. The truth is, we're not totally dependent upon Him. We're learning to be totally dependent upon Him. Some things we don't want to be totally dependent upon Him for. Because there are some things, like I said in that, you know, if we're honest, there are some things that we really don't want to pray about. Because we aren't so sure we want to hear what the Lord has to say about it. And that's usually because we have a pretty good idea of what He might say about it. And, or, it means that we are prepared to donate our closet to anything that He might say about it. In other words, what if? We read the scripture where the young ruler came to the Lord and he wanted to know how he could go to heaven. And Jesus, he told him all the great, you know, he was just faithful and he was this and that and the other thing. And Jesus said, man, that's great, but there's one thing you lack. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then follow me. Whenever we read that sort of a thing, we want to think that if God said that to us, that's exactly what we do. But at the same time, we read that and we hope that He wouldn't be thinking that today. You know? I mean, and at the same time, we hope that He would say that and that we would say yes, but if He does say that, would we say yes? And if He did say that, and I wasn't willing to say yes, well then what does that make me? And so, we just hope it doesn't get around to that subject. Because, you know, that's a big deal. And so there are some things that we don't. We don't come to that scripture and just stop and spend a week going, God, what should I do? Now, on the other hand, if you don't have anything, that scripture wouldn't bother you too much. Because what could God ask of me? You know, if you don't have houses or money or anything like that, you know, hey, what could you ask me? Oh, how about you just go to Ethiopia and serve me there. Oh, wait, Lord, I just was starting to put things together. I might have something here. I don't know if I can go right now. You know? I mean, we have to understand that we can trust God. We can be totally dependent upon Him. We can be totally yielded to Him. We can be totally and completely submitted to Him. We can be. But it's a growing process. It's a thing where we recognize that maybe we have a pile of branches instead of a pile of garments. Maybe we have been half-heartedly committed. And sometimes we're half-heartedly committed to the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that's why we keep coming to that same thing over and over and over again. And there comes a place where we look and we say, I got a pile of branches here. It's time to burn the branches and lay the garment there. To recognize it. It's not a big deal. At least it was branches. At least it wasn't just Forget that. At least we had enough of a commitment to say, well, I better put something there. I better do something. That's better than just saying, that's it, I give up. I say it's better to throw branches than it is to throw in the towel. Don't give up. Never give up. That's the thing. God never wants us to give up.